How can we create a world that is a beautiful, desirable world, filled with happiness, filled with joy, filled with harmony, filled with cooperation, filled with every good thing that we could ever want? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How can we ever have a world like we want? Well, how can a child grow up and be a good adult? How can a pet be a champion dog, a champion pet that is going to enter into the great circles of the winning circle, you know? How can you have a horse that's going to jump and race and walk backwards and stand on its hind legs and do all these lovely things that you think it's so lovely to see a horse do? Now, a horse doesn't do that all the time. I'm sure he'd get tired of standing on his hind legs all the time. But how can you have that? Where do you get it? Well, a child learns ethics, values from its family, its parents. And if the parents are valued, if they have values and if they have ethics, the child has ethics and values. If a parent is a loving, gentle parent, then the child is a loving, gentle child. Now, Ellen is raising little Love as a wimp. Now, what is a wimp? Well, a wimp is something that wants to get away with things when it can, and when it can't, it just sort of is very cooperative and makes you think that it's that way all the time. But an obedient dog, an obedient cat, an obedient horse, an obedient animal of any kind, or obedient child, obedient husband, obedient wife, is one who has a good role model. Now, where do role models come from? Role models are what this world is made of. Now, why do we want Jesus in our world? Ellen, why do we want Jesus in our world?
As a role model.
Boy, is she smart, huh? Mm-hmm. My goodness. We want him as a role model in our world. Now, is he a role model?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what are you doing that he taught you to do? Are you doing all of the things he taught you to do? All the things he taught you in the Sermon on the Mount? All of the things that he said for you to do? He said, if someone comes and is unkind to you and takes your coat, give him your cloak. If someone hits one cheek, turn the other cheek and let him hit that too. But the thing is, why should anyone ever want your cloak or want to hit you? Why should anyone ever want to do that? Because you do. Because that's how you respond. You say, if I see a coat laying on the ground and there's nobody around, it's mine. If I see a $1,000 bill laying on the ground and there's nobody around, it's mine. And what did Jesus say? If it doesn't belong to you, leave it alone. He said, do not monkey with your neighbor's wife or his ass or anything else in his stable. It's not yours. If it doesn't belong to you, well, you know that what belongs to your neighbor is your neighbor's because it's home. Well, is it? What if the neighbor's wife is out shopping and you don't know she's away from home? Well, is she going to play now when she's away from home? Is she going to be a dishonest woman? Is she going to be a dishonest wife? Is she going to go around and have relationships with other men while she's away from her husband, while she's away from home? Well, certainly she is. Certainly she is. If that's what her husband expects. If that's what her world expects of her. If that's what life expects of her. People wear beautiful dresses. If you've ever gone to a beautiful party, and I don't know that you have, but you've seen them in the movies. And in the movies, you see these beautiful parties. Okay, there are, let's say, a dozen glamorous, gorgeous women. And they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. They're wearing beautiful clothes. They're really dressed quite lovely. They're just charming as can be. Now, Some of those women are available, and some of them are not available. And those who are not available have it in their consciousness. They just don't think, I'm available. They don't think any man is going to come up and approach them and say, hey, let's have a relationship. They don't think that at all. But those who think it create men coming up to them and hurting them. Create men coming up to them and taking advantage of them. They create themselves in this negative situation. And now, in raising dogs and raising cats, if you raise them with absolute love, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. But keep that dog at home. Keep that dog in your yard. Keep that dog in your heart. Don't let that dog go out and associate with the rest of the world. Because if that dog goes out and associates with the rest of the world, it is going to associate with people in the world who are not nice, with dogs who are not nice. It's going to associate. Well, for instance, I bring Rex here, and Rex is only raised on love, raised on absolute love. And the minute he comes up to the monastery here, people say, oh, be careful, Rex. Be careful, Rex. Don't do that, Rex. Rex, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, immediately, Rex has a whole different role model for himself. He has people who don't believe in him, people who don't think that he is absolute love and that he is gentleness, oh so big but oh so gentle, you know. And people just don't realize that. And just like with Little Love is trained at home to do different things. When he goes out, then Ellen is afraid that he'll do things that she doesn't want him to do. Well, if you are the ideal role model, what does role model mean? It means mental attitude model. Mental attitude model. If you have a mental attitude which allows for disobedience, which allows for doing things which are harmful to others, then that's what you're doing. And that's what you're creating into your animals. That's what you're creating into your world. Now, do you want that? Do you want that? What?
I don't know.
Well, you're tickling him, and he...
No, probably this guy here was doing something.
Ellen? Uh-huh. Ellen, I'm giving a talk here. Have you noticed? Now, where's your attention, Ellen?
I'm listening.
Okay, well then, put your eyes here, too. And just let him alone for a while. He's perfectly fine.
Are you talking?
Ellen, he's perfectly fine. Stay where I didn't tell you to move away from him. Your charisma can only reach so far. And if you move away from him, he gets out of your charisma.
Now,
Yeah. Well, what charisma does he get into?
That's a good one.
What charisma does he get into?
Love, patience, and peace.
He gets into other people's charisma. Now, is your charisma peace and love and gentleness, unconditional love? Is that what it is? Now, see here? Now, what kind of charisma is he getting?
Peace.
Peace and unconditional love. Now, that's what you want to give, always. Now, Ellen, I'm telling you this story, I'm telling it to all of you, not because I'm pointing fingers at nonsense, but I'm just trying to say, your charisma, your role model, is far more dynamic and important and effective than you realize. And if you don't realize it, What did Caesar do when he walked into a room? Caesar, the dog whisperer. What does he do? He puts out his chest, he pulls in his tummy, he throws back his shoulders. He said, I am the
Alpha.
I am the Alpha dog. I am the Alpha character here. Everyone is obedient to me, including the people. Yeah. Including the people. And he gets the people to be obedient to him too. And he says, all right now, may I tell your dog not to get on the couch? Oh, sure. You'd be the first one who's ever done that. Yeah. But you see, he's obedient to the people, that the people are obedient to him. But first he has to get their permission to cooperate, because he doesn't just walk down the street and immediately change all the dogs in the world, Rex down. He doesn't do that. What he does, first he gets permission, or he's asked. And when he gets permission or is asked, then he shows who's boss. And what does he do? He puts out his hand or his foot. He goes, tsst, like a sit, you know, just like a cat going hiss, you know. And in doing that, what is he doing?
Taking control.
He is showing control. He's not taking it. He has control already. He is just showing control. He is showing all the creatures in that room, the people too. And have you noticed, and of course it's probably part of the show, but have you noticed that whenever he goes, sit, 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 hey, that's not what I'm saying. Whenever he goes, sit, sit, the people do that also. They take that same clue, and they don't say, down, lay, down, peace, down. They say, psst, psst, you know. Because what does psst mean? Anything you want it to mean. Psst doesn't mean sit down. Psst doesn't mean come. Psst doesn't mean, it just means attention. Attention. Pay attention to me. And then down. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And this is what it's all about. Now, they will be doing that with Rex too. They'll be, the kittens are jumping all over him and playing on him and everything, and playing around him, uninhibited by Rex, because Rex is not in charge right now. Rex is just a mellow pillow, you know. He's just laying there being a gentle boy. And that's the way we want him to be. Now, if we go out, we'll say, Rex, take care of the kittens now. And so then what'll happen? Rex will open his arms, and the kittens will crawl in, and they'll all slap, have a nap together. But you see, take care of the kittens. Now, that doesn't mean manipulate them, control them, tell them to do what you want them to do. Just say, okay, nap time, come, you know. And he makes himself a big, warm body of a dog, and they all come over and are part of him, you know. Now, is that his charisma? Is that his role model?
Yes.
What is the role model of Rex?
Unconditional love.
Yes. The role model of Rex is unconditional love. What is the role model of that other dog from down in the embassy?
Unconditional love.
What is that dog?
Unconditional.
Where is that dog?
He's in the TV room sleeping, I think.
Oh, you locked him up in there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I see.
He wanted to go.
He's doing his thing. Mm-hmm. So now you leave the doors all open because your dog wants to go in there. You don't want the cats to go in there, but you want your dog to go in there. Now, and the cats aren't going in there, are they?
No.
Why aren't they going in there?
Because we don't expect them to.
They are out here amusing us. We are a role model for them. And we are allowing them to be just themselves right here with us and sticking their feet in the water bowl and then shaking it off. They just have the greatest time. This morning, Ellen, that circular metal bowl that I feed the cats out of, after I picked them all up and I was doing my bathroom, I put them all in their house. And all of them, in three, they went in a semicircle around the food bowl. Each one had their head in that
Aww.
Bowl. Each one at the same time. They fit. They fit. And they were each quietly eating and enjoying it because that was the moist food. That wasn't the canned food, but the moist food. The canned food has a tendency to give them the runs too much, and we don't want them.
No.
And so, who's the role model for these things?
You.
Peace. Peace, gentleness. Now, did you have a demonstration, and is there a continuing demonstration of
peace?
What's her name?
You mean
Blondie.
Blondie. What's the demonstration about Blondie?
She's mellow.
Much more mellow, all in one evening, right? All in one evening. And everything goes just perfect. Now, how did it happen that she got mellow in one evening? How did it happen?
It just happened because...
The cause was put in motion for that. A role model was put into motion for that. And that's why it happened that way. It doesn't happen without a role model being put into motion. Ellen? Mm-hmm. Most of the time your children were good, weren't they?
Always good.
Did you ever have to chastise your children?
Always, they were always good.
Did you ever have to chastise your husband?
He was always good.
Ever have to chastise your mama and papa?
They were always super.
Now, what role model did you have for them? Were you the role model for them?
For my kids, for all, yes, because I'm the creator.
You were the role model for them because you wanted them to be a certain way, right?
Yes.
And were they that certain way?
Yes.
How did they become that certain way?
Because I was like this and so they
Because you were the role model. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever stop and think and give yourself credit for the fact that you were the role model for your parents? Really?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, what did you say to your father when he wasn't feeling well?
You are whole and perfect.
What did you say to your father when he wasn't feeling well?
He was
also
always feeling well.
Now, that's sort of a contradictory attitude there. What did you say to your father when he wasn't feeling well?
I love you.
No. When your father was not feeling well, you realized you were not being a good role model.
Uh-huh.
And so you stimulated yourself as a real role model for your father of perfect health. You'd bubble into him, you'd jump in his arms, and you'd say, you're wonderful, Dad, you're fantastic. And you would be the role model of health, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if your father wasn't feeling good, you'd say, Dad, I know you're not feeling good, but I feel worse. You know, well, thanks a lot, you know. Right?
I was always a positive role model.
All right. Now, did it work?
Yes.
Okay. Now, does it always work?
Yes.
Now, why did you bury your father?
He is alive.
No. Why did you bury your father? Yeah? Yeah, you like that, huh? Why did you bury your father?
I don't know what to say.
Hmm?
He is alive in my
My
heart.
Father is always alive in my heart.
Heart, yeah.
And I never buried him.
Yeah.
I never buried my father. I never even went to his funeral.
Yeah.
I never even went to my mother's funeral.
That's true.
I never went to anybody's funeral that I could possibly stay away from, you know. Now, why is it you don't want to go to a funeral?
Because every one of my creation is alive in my heart.
Because then you have put them through a stressed situation.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you have them alive in your consciousness, they are alive. You are their role leader. You are their role model. And this is something important for us always to remember. We are the role model for all. Yeah, we're the role model for all. Now just relax. The cat jumped on top of Rex's head as it was going around the corner. But that's okay, he didn't mind. Now, Ellen, are you the role model? Now, why were you startled? Rex wasn't. Rex just looked, what's that? No. Now, Ellen, learn to play the role model. Sylvia, learn to be the role model. Ingeborg, learn to be the role model. Now, how are you going to be the role model?
Being relaxed and
myself.
Being yourself.
And believing in myself.
And believing in yourself, right. That's good. Okay.
Being fearless.
I'm sorry?
Having no fear for...
Fearless. We don't use the word fear. But being self-confident.
Yeah. Yes, in whatever situation.
Yeah, in every situation, yeah. Yeah, see, the moment we start putting fear in it as fearless or something like that, or, you know, even the word unlimited,
yeah,
you know, it brings us into that same thing. And what's worse is the British love limited.
Yeah, LTD.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of things, too, that are the same way. Rex, relax, just relax. I don't mean Rex, I mean Ellen.
Did you see that?
That's beautiful. Rex, I mean, love. Ellen, whatever your name is, relax. You're the role model.
They jumped over. They took his body as his autostrada.
Right.
Freeway.
Right, as a leaping.
They jump over there. Yeah.
That's great. But the thing is, he is so much the role model.
Yes,
he is so peaceful, you see?
Yes, right.
And this is what you want to be. Now, is Rex worried about the cats?
No.
Does he love them?
Yes.
And is he going to love them more and more as the days go on?
Yes. Good.
Even with their wet paws?
Good. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
You
have the opportunity, Ellen, to be the role model for everything in your life. Now, if you don't want to train your horse is not going to be trained. Your horse will be nice in itself, but it won't be able to do any fancy stuff. If you don't want to train your dog and show your dog that you're the role model, he won't learn anything, and so on. And if you don't train your children, then your children will come see, come stop. They will come about as they will. Not because of something beneficial or harmonious. Just always be careful. Always be master. And always be the role model for every circumstance and everything in your life. Whether it's animal, mineral, or vegetable. And that's true.
Yes.
A woman can wear a diamond ring and you think it's real. And it is. Another woman can wear a diamond ring and you look at her and you say, no way. And it's real, but as far as you're concerned, it's paste, because she is a paste person. It doesn't matter. The realness doesn't come in the object itself. It comes in your attitude. And now, an animal can be very well trained, but when you come around there, you scare the liver out of the animal and he messes where he shouldn't, you know. Yeah, Ellen. Just play it cool and be the role model and be wonderful. Everybody, be a role model, for we really are. First to ourselves and then to anything in our world. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.